Since the insurrection at the Capitol Police are now facing serious scrutiny for failing to protect Congress. And one reason for that failure, advocates, experts, and lawmakers say, is a lack of transparency. NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach has been looking into this and joins us now. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Elsa.
So first off, how does the Capitol Police compare to other police departments?
Well, the first thing to know is that it is a really big agency. It has around 2,000 sworn officers, which is bigger than the entire city of Atlanta Police Department. Wow. Its budget is close to $500 million, so it's bigger than the Detroit PD. And the Capitol Police has sort of an unusual role in that it handles security at the Capitol building, so it's sort of similar to the Secret Service. But it also has officers who do police work like traffic stops and even drug busts at Union Station in D.C., which is not on the Capitol grounds. But the other big difference between this department and others is that they disclose way less information publicly.
Well, police departments aren't generally known for being super transparent. So are you saying the Capitol Police is even less so?
Yeah, way less so. Most police departments, they have to release public records like arrest reports, in many cases body cam footage, which we see so often. The Capitol Police don't have to do any of that because they are not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. They do not have a civilian oversight board that fields complaints. They do have an inspector general that does investigations, but those reports from the inspector general stay secret. And ultimately, their boss is Congress itself, and Congress has just not required that they release any of this information.
So how do you think that secrecy played a role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol?
I talked about that with Dan Schuman. He's an advocate for government accountability with this group called Demand Progress. And he told me the Capitol Police is the worst agency he has ever dealt with in terms of transparency. And he told me that when agencies are this secretive, people aren't able to poke around and say, hey, you have a big problem here, and here's how to fix it.
They didn't put the systems in place where those of us on the outside and those on the inside could hold them accountable so that when the tests came, they were ready for it.
Well, since the riot, investigators have been looking into the fatal shooting of one of the rioters, an Air Force veteran named Ashley Babbitt. What can you tell us about that investigation?
Yeah, just to remind people, on January 6th, Ashley Babbitt was inside the Capitol. She had on a backpack and a pro-Trump flag. And at one point, she and others reached a barricaded door inside the Capitol that led to the Speaker's lobby. Other rioters used a pole and a helmet to smash a window at that barricaded door. And then Babbitt tried to climb through that smashed window. And at that point, a Capitol Police officer fired his gun once, and she was killed. Mm-hmm. The Justice Department determined that the officer did not break any criminal laws when he shot Ashley Babbitt. But they only issued a press release that's under 800 words long. And so we don't have a lot of information about how they made that determination. And one key aspect here that is unusual is that the officer has not been publicly named. And most police departments release an officer's name after a fatal shooting.
Right. Why hasn't this officer been named?
I talked to this unnamed officer's lawyer, and the lawyer told me the officer has faced credible death threats, and so this is a safety issue. He also argued that this officer worked on a protective detail, so it's more akin to what a Secret Service agent does, and typically the information about a fatal shooting in that case would not be released. But the family of Ashley Babbitt, meanwhile, is really outraged that they haven't got more information. I talked to Aaron Babbitt, who is Ashley Babbitt's husband. He told me that he has actually never spoken to anyone with the Capitol Police. He actually found out that his wife died from TV news rather than the police. And he said, while Congress is talking about police reforms, they really need to take a look at their own agency.
They sit back and they completely refuse to release the name of their own police officer that was involved in a shooting of an unarmed woman. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Now, Aaron Babbitt has gotten a lawyer. He said he does intend to sue the Capitol Police, in part to get more information about the shooting of his wife.
That is NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Elsa.